Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to be talking about our quick review process for patching. And that's where we get our email from our patch management tool, Automox, and we just review that. And we're supposed to do that weekly. So we're gonna be getting that. Well, we do get that Sunday night, but we review it Monday. And the first time we did that, we reviewed it Monday night. And that was the very first time that you and I sat down to review that. But before we get into that, I want to remind people that you and I are just two people trying to do IT better. And I've been in IT for over 10 years, and I've seen some good, I've seen some bad, and I know there are challenges when it comes to managing certain things, especially for smaller organizations. So I'm not trying to bash on people, but I do think that a lot of IT departments, whether they're small or large, kind of forget they're supposed to be managing things. And when they think about patching is sort of done in a way that isn't really managed. It's like you have a process in there that's sort of out there somewhere, and nobody really knows what's going on with patching.
Well, and I think that, you know, when you're saying that you're not bashing on people, I do know you, and I know you're not bashing on people. And I think that sometimes, and I have seen this in IT from our IT department, people are like, oh, it's chaos. And, you know, they're running around trying to put out fires, not realizing that the reason for that is because they don't have a process. I think that sometimes people get so busy and they have deadlines and they don't realize that they need to develop a process that is going to save them time and is actually going to help them. So I think that as long as, you know, you and I understand that we're coming from a place of we're trying to do things better, and we would like to share that with you so maybe you can do things better as well if you need to. You know, but I think a lot of it is not IT departments. I don't think they're intentionally not wanting to do what they're supposed to do. I just think that there was never a process when somebody maybe got a job and then nobody really thought of like, oh, you need to have a process for this so you don't have to constantly put out fires. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that our patching is being done in a way that makes sense to us and we get the right information.
So, do you think that sometimes IT departments don't have the experience and that's why that happens? Or
well, we're going to talk about that in a minute here. But okay. But I want to focus on how we do our review process.
Okay.
So we're trying to make this better because we've seen a lot of organizations, or I've seen a lot of organizations do it poorly. And then you and I had a bit of a challenge trying to figure out how to patch our systems. And part of it is that we don't have a lot of resources, right? We don't have a lot of money to spend on this. It's just the two of us. Even though we have a handful of devices, when you actually go to do this, it becomes a challenge, right? Because you have to think about, when are we going to do our OS patching? Can we tell when something failed? Can we tell what's higher critical? And then how do we do our third-party patches?
Well, and I think also just being two of us, we generate a lot of issues with our patching. Just because there's two of us, you know what it takes to, with a handful of devices that we have, how much work we have to get into our patching.
Yeah, so let's talk about the process we go through, right? So Automox is the tool we're using to do our third-party patches, to do our OS patching. And this is a tool that we got several years ago, and I don't think we had it set up properly. It wasn't configured properly. So I had to go and talk to support about getting that configured. And so now we have something that I think is going to work for us. We're going to have to go through and adjust things a little bit as we continue to use this tool. But when we did our Monday night patch review, I had already gone through that process before while having coffee. And that was a quick process because what's in the email? The email tells you whether or not any of your patches are critical or high. It also tells you whether or not any of your patches are older than 30 days. And then it has your groups in there. So in our case, we have a server group, we have a workstation group, we have a Dell XPS 13 group. And in our case, nothing was over 30 days. Nothing was listed as critical or high. So what do? We're done. That's our patch process for a quick review. We do that weekly so that every week we know if there is a patch in there that needs to be taken care of, that's something that, how do I put it, is outside of our normal scheduled patching. So the way we're going to do our scheduled patching is we have Patch Tuesday happen. A week later, we're going to do the OS patches. And then first of the month, we do our third-party application patches.
So one of the things that we did before, we're so comfortable right now looking at what the summary email that Automox sends to us saying, yeah, you know, you have some high or critical or no. Before we did that, when we got the tool, every week we were checking, were they any high or critical? Were they more than 30 days? You know, how many of them were for what devices? We were looking at the overview reports and the patching reports. So it's not like we just got the tool and we just let the tool. We were double checking and verifying until we realized, look, this is a pretty cool tool. You know, it has the ability to send you an email. It has the ability of telling you that, hey, your patches are this old or they're not. And, you know, even the emails that we get when something is patched, it will say, this has been patched. And if it failed, it will tell you which patches fail or what have you. So, you know, I think at the beginning, we didn't know how to use Automox. We didn't know how to configure Automox properly. And, you know, when we were doing all of that, we created a baseline to know that when we get that report, we know exactly what it means. We know what Automox looks at because we manually did that for, what, once a week for how long?
Yeah, and so what I want to focus on here is the fact that we spent a couple of minutes looking at the email, done. You know, when I first did it, I was doing it while I was sipping coffee. Sipping my coffee, a couple of minutes of looking at the email, done. And that's huge because I think when you look at what some organizations are doing with their patching, they have no idea what's going on. They don't know if there's a patch older than 30 days. They don't know what vulnerabilities they're trying to fix. And that's something else that I think Automox has done really, really well. When we first got it, the vulnerability piece where it would tell you which CVEs were in there and then you would see like highs and criticals, it was okay-ish, but there was a lot that I think it sort of left out. And it was trying to be something that it really wasn't, I think, in terms of being able to tell you your CVE information. So by accident, I was checking it and looking at the actual devices and seeing what needed to be patched. And I was doing this. In fact, you and I sat down and did this right after Patch Tuesday. And you can see what patches are going to be applied for Windows 10. And it tells you, here's highs, here's criticals. And then by accident, I moused over the critical and a list of CVEs came up. And so when you click on one of those, it takes you to that information on the National Vulnerability Database. So you can actually see what is being patched. What's the vulnerability? Oh, here it is. Here's all the information you want to know. So it gives you all this information that you wouldn't know otherwise. And so what we can do is we can schedule our patching, and then when Patch Tuesday happens, we can go back and take a look at that and say, okay, what's actually being patched? Let's look those up. Let's see what this is actually going to do to our systems. So we have a better understanding of what we're patching. And then we can also look at highs and criticals and possibly see that CVE information and learn what's actually happening with those vulnerabilities so we know more about what's going on. And for the most part, it's going to be something that's probably over our heads. We're not really going to understand exactly what's happening there. And so the only option you really have at that point is to patch that.
Well, the CVEs are very detailed and very, you know, it has everything in it.
Exactly. But you can look at the scoring and you can kind of get some information about that. So you can look at things that are, like if it's high or critical, then that's probably some sort of remote code execution where somebody can remotely run code on your box based on whatever.
And you need to patch it.
And you need to patch that. So when we get criticals or highs that are out of the, or not part of Patch Tuesday, we can go in there and take a look and see what's happening with this patch. Why is it critical or high? When do we need to patch this? Do we need to wait for the scheduled patch date, or do we want to push this early? Because we have, within Automox, the ability to push a patch early. Or we can just schedule another day for that to happen so that we schedule something, let's say for maybe the following day. We want to say, okay, we're going to notify our users, which happens to be us, and we're going to say, hey, tomorrow morning, we're going to run this scheduled patch. So let's set up our laptops in the evening, leave them on, and in the morning, they're going to get this critical patch, and we're going to be safe and secure. But we have these options because, one, we have the right tool, and two, the tool is giving us the necessary information we need to be able to make these decisions. So patching is not something that we're just saying, oh, it's happening, which is what a lot of IT departments do. Oh, it's happening. We're able to see what needs to be patched and what the patch actually is. And if it's higher critical, we get that CVE info and we can see that weekly. And in a matter of a minute, you know, hey, we're good. Or you know, hey, I got something over 30 days old. I need to log in and see
what
that
is. But you had to make a list of things that were important to you, like no patch should be older than 30 days, or if it, you know, if it's critical, I want to be notified. So there were certain things that you needed to do to create our process for us to be at this stage using this tool so it can free us up to work on a different project. But at the beginning, when we first started learning about patching and how to do it properly, you had to create a process to say, this is what is important. This is the kind of information that I need to get. This is when we're going to patch and why we're going to wait after Patch Tuesday and how many days and why do we need to wait so our network wouldn't go down all the way, you know, and not all the devices be available, you know, if something went wrong with the patching. So that was a process that needed to be created. And had you not done that, we couldn't be where we're at today.
No, exactly. And so in this case, what we're looking at is our DigitalOcean servers, our Windows workstations and laptops, and that's it. So we're going to have a separate patch process for things like network equipment and maybe some other devices that we have. But taking care of the workstations and the laptops and the servers, that's huge because that covers the biggest targets that we have in terms of what are the hackers trying to get a hold of. They're trying to send you phishing email. They're trying to get you to click on the link. Where is that going to happen? On your Windows 10 laptop and workstation. And then because our DigitalOcean servers are directly connected to the internet, we want to make sure that, you know, hackers aren't trying to take care of or take advantage of a vulnerability that's on those servers. Because again, they're directly connected to the internet. If somebody wanted to try to hack them, they have direct access to that. It's on the internet. So right. We need to be careful about that as well. And what's interesting to me is that this was a challenge for me, and I've been in IT, like I said, for over 10 years. And every time I try to tackle this in different organizations that I work for, it's always been a challenge. In fact, one organization I worked for when I was kind of new to managing IT myself, patching was happening on our Windows systems just using the regular Windows update. Like that was turned on, patching happened whenever. And so there was no way for us to see how our patching was happening and how well it was happening and whether or not it was working. And then we didn't have any way of patching third-party applications. And that caused, gave us a blind spot. We couldn't see what was happening. And then users were being interrupted in the middle of work because it would just happen. And then the system would reboot. And then it was like, well, I need to get this done. I don't have time to be waiting. So now we, you know, in our process, we know when patching is going to happen. And we are notified by AutoMox, hey, you need to restart. Do you want to do that now or do you want to postpone that?
That's really sweet. I really like the little notification that says, hey, you want to do this now or later. You know, I think that's really useful.
And so what's interesting to me is that whatever tool you happen to have, you need to learn how to use that. So let's go ahead and I think summarize some of what we've accomplished here. We picked a tool, we tried to learn how to use it, we thought we had it figured out, and unfortunately it wasn't configured the way that it should have been. And so when we tried to do OS patching, that seemed to work okay. When we tried to do third-party application patching, that's I think where things kind of fell apart because I didn't really understand how to set that up. And unfortunately, I think in the beginning, I don't know if the AutoMox team had the right documentation in there, because I think some things were a bit off. Now we have it configured based on what I got from tech support. I had to talk to them several times. We have a couple of things. We have the OS patching taken care of. We have third-party applications taken care of. And we also have a third thing in here where we have compliance checks. Are the right applications installed? And we talked about some of these things before, but for us to be able to see this in a quick email and then a quick verify after Patch Tuesday to see, hey, we do have criticals and highs that are being pushed out by Microsoft. Here's where they're at. And oh, by the way, look, all the other applications that we have or need to have installed, they have checkboxes next to them because they're all installed. Things like 7-Zip, Notepad++, Wireshark, right? Those things are installed and we can see that they're installed. And we can know that they're patched because we know that those are supposed to be there. We can look them up and we can see, oh, that's patched. And then if we need to patch a third-party application, it's going to show up in the list. We're going to see that. And we will know that that has to be patched. And the first week of the month, I think on Tuesday, is when we do our third-party application patching. So we have a schedule. We know when things are supposed to happen. We can prepare for them. And we can see things if we need to, right? And we get that email. So for me, what's huge is we know where we're at when it comes to patching. And if you think about your critical security controls, right? You have inventory of hardware, inventory of software, and then vulnerability management. So in the vulnerability management space, we have access to the vulnerability information where we can look at the CVE info if we need to, if we have highs or criticals. And we know the patches are being installed because AutoMox tells us that. And we're checking that weekly. And we get those emails, like you said, it tells us when something gets installed. And so one of the things that I'm going to have to fix, probably put my emails into a folder in Outlook for AutoMox, is because every morning the Windows Defender patches get installed, right? The update to the database, the virus database. So I see that every morning. It tells me every morning, hey, patch was installed, or maybe it failed. And then shortly after that, I get another email saying, oh, it's installed. So we get all this great information, and we don't work for AutoMox. It just happened to be the tool that we decided to go with, and it just works. It tells us all this information. It just works. And so we are slowly getting to the point where a couple of minutes a week, we're done.
And not only that, is when we get a new computer and we put that computer in a certain group, it actually tells you what things you need. You know, like if some of the third-party applications are not installed, it knows that it needs that. And are you able to push those from AutoMox?
So there's a couple of things. When we set up our new machine, we're going to push those applications from Endpoint Manager within 365. It's going to be a part of the process. We're not totally there yet, but that's going to be part of the process. Now, let's say, for example, something goes wrong. It's kind of hard to see that in Endpoint Manager. And so if we do our monthly review in, you know, the first week of the month, we are going to be able to go in and look at AutoMox, and we're going to do sort of an audit, and we can look at certain devices, and we can see, well, what you can actually do is you can run a compliance report within AutoMox. And if any of those third-party applications are not installed, then it should show up in that compliance report and say, okay, this is out of compliance.
Got it.
If it's out of compliance, then that means you may have, you know, required applications that are not installed.
Right. And that's where I wasn't clear where it was at. I knew that it did something like that, but I wasn't clear.
And then what you can do from AutoMox is you can go to the applications that are missing. Let's say, for example, you know, Endpoint Manager didn't push those out properly, didn't get installed properly. You can go to the device that you're on, and you can go to that policy, and you can just say run now.
From AutoMox,
and it will install that application. And if that application needs to be updated, you can just run the third-party application patch policy. It's going to update those applications that you just installed, and you're good to go.
And one of the things that I really like is that when we have a critical, you know, it also has... in the information and device information, it will tell you it will patch up in 8 hours, or it may patch up in 2 days or whatever. So you can make a decision if the patching window is too far away, and this is critical, you can actually push the policy right then and there. Or if it's just going to update the next day, you can just say, well, let it update by itself.
Yeah, and so what I also want to remind people is that we are sort of beating this to death. We've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And so some of our episodes may seem like it's same old, same old, same old. But, you know, ask yourself this. If you're in IT, can your IT department see these things? How long does it take you to do your patching? How long does it take you to find out if a system is patched? How long does it take you to locate those devices that have critical patches that need to be installed?
And how many tools do you need when they're different platforms?
Exactly. That's another thing, is that AutoMox does cross-platform. So our servers are Linux, our workstations and laptops are Windows 10. So that's also pretty cool. And the other thing that I think is important too is, well, I kind of lost my train of thought there, but the thing that I find interesting is that while I'm sipping my coffee in the morning, I can look at the email and I can go, oh, we're good. We're safe. We're secure. Because a big part of security, because we're supposed to be about IT and security, is that you need to have your patches installed. If your patches are not installed, you're vulnerable. If you don't know your patches are installed, you're probably vulnerable. And so in our case, we know week to week whether or not we're vulnerable, because we know if our patches are in there. And then if there is a critical, we can push that out there. That's huge. That's huge. And it's a big deal for me, because again, I've been in IT for over 10 years, and I find that this is a challenge for a lot of IT departments. And not only that, it's something that I think a lot of IT departments aren't really focused on in terms of being able to actually manage this properly. But I do realize that for some, it's just a challenge because you're small, you don't have enough resources, maybe you didn't get the right tool, and it's just tough. But for us to have this and to be able to do it in minutes and know, hey, we're good, we'll wait till next Monday to take a look at this and go from there. That's huge. I mean, and this is what we're trying to do this year, is we're trying to take the things that we do in IT that are part of that enterprise environment, or that you know, that IT department that may have, let's say, you know, 500 users, 300 users, 200 users. What would it look like in that case? It would be harder to manage all of that in that kind of situation because we only have a handful of systems. But you would be able to see in a matter of minutes what you have in terms of patching.
Well, if your boss says to you, hey, how many, you know, we had an incident, how many computers are vulnerable, you'd be able to take a look at it and go, okay, these were out of compliance or not patched or whatever, you know, and the patch is longer than 30 days, you know, whatever you had to do with that. But I do think, you know, you may think we're beating this to death, but I think it's very important. It's the basis of security. It doesn't matter what a good device you have, and you can have it under locked and key, you know, and nobody can get to it. But the fact of the matter, if you're not patched, you're vulnerable. So fancy tools and different things, you know, if you're ignoring the basics, they're not going to get you anywhere.
Exactly. And one of the things you want to do in security is you want to double check and verify. You need to know whether or not those systems are patched. You need to know if there's a critical or high in there. You need to know that those third-party applications are patched. So I feel like this is a giant step in the right direction. And I think it was a good thing for us to focus on that. I think it was good for us to take time out of the podcast to try to get some of that stuff done and taken care of. And that's the kind of thing that we want to do for some of the other things we have to do in IT. Again, we want to be able to look at our systems quickly, know whether or not they're good or need work or have maintenance issues. Do we need a patch? Do we need to make a configuration change? You need to know these things so that you can avoid those situations where things become, or, you know, they're on fire, right? Because now it's broken, it's dead, something went wrong, all because you didn't know what was happening. And so I think in our case, this patch management process is a giant step in the right direction. Now what we have to do is we have to look at that and sort of apply those concepts, those ideas to 365, to Fortinet, and to some of the other things that we're trying to do. Anything else you want to add?
No, like I said, it's been a really eye-opener experience for me because I didn't realize, and this is funny, it's probably just my inexperienced IT mind, that, you know, all that time that we took on what I know now to be creating a baseline to be able to recognize that our systems are being patched without having to look at every single device and every single report and every single little tiny thing that happens. I used to think that patching was a full-time job, and now it's gone from a full-time weekly job that we had to do to a weekly glance that we can actually just say, okay, we're good. We're good. And only have to do something about it when something, you know, with the alert is high enough.
Exactly, exactly. But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can send us an email at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, you can go to our website at section9.us. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.